Blog Talk Radio.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com. People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio.
Because it is your wedding day. Private, because this is meant just for you. You who sit there unique and blessed in your own way. Whether you are young or seasoned, this is a special day for you. Whether you are married, divorced, or single, day for you. For today you make a commitment that will last till the end of your journey. Today you take vows to complete yourself. A wedding like no other. Now, I already have the mood set. There's candles lit in the background and a quiet setting. This ceremony consists of 5 parts. I want you to get comfortable and lend me your heart and soul. The first part of the ceremony is called the Epiphany. This includes a written piece called Who Am I? Listen up. Look at me. Do you recognize what you see? Because of your mother and father, we were introduced. I have been with you since your first breath and your first bottle of juice. I know when you took your first steps, said your first words. I know when you cried for your mother or realized you didn't have one to be heard. I helped you learn to ride your bike and was there when you had your first talk with daddy or felt your pain at his non-existence and how it affected you so sadly. On the first day of school, you held to me dearly. I remember your good grades or the chastisements that came from the bad ones and witnessed your foundation being made. During school games, proms, and graduations, you prayed for me or cursed me at letting you down. I know when you went into Sunday school, church services, or when you hid so you couldn't be found, or the lack of them I was blamed for. I know about your good deeds, your sins, accomplishments, and so much more. I was around when you met your significant other or when the breakups came. Soon I witnessed your marriage or two or the divorce when things changed. I saw the birth of the babies or heard the sad news that none would be coming. I watched you raise young ones to adults. Sometimes it wasn't wonderful, others simply stunning. I've seen you struggle and succeed with money, the bought and sold homes, or you succumb to homelessness with no food for your tummy. You've blamed me for prejudices against you, but attributed my existence to other challenges, both good and bad. I know of birthdays and funerals and all the ups and downs that you've had. Often you take me for granted that you're more like your forefathers than you'd like to admit. But to learn how to treat me is the best you can get. I've caused you some physical changes, so sometimes you're dismayed but often thankful for my existence. I know of your ills and bills and often of your resistance. And sometimes during soul-binding challenges, you've wished I'd just go away until you realize just how fragile I am and how much you do want me to stay. Without me, you have nothing. I am the best gift you've ever got and a gift that can't be topped. Today, I helped wake you up and set you down so we could have this conversation on keeping me long-term around. I need you to still embrace me like in younger years. By now, age has taken away some of your fears. I've always going to be full of surprises. I know that you finally realize this. See, I know you better than anyone, daughter, friend, girlfriend, or senior lover, husband, or wife. I've always been here. Who am I, you ask? I am life. This brings us to the second part, which is called the affirmation. Grant me a sense of humor, Lord. Give me the grace to see a joke, to get some humor out of life, and pass it on to other folk. The third part is when you take your vows. Please raise your left hand, choose your right hand, and repeat after me. Dearest life, I pledge my love and commitment to you. I promise to honor you as a unique gift, surpassing all others. I pledge to put you first and in health. In times of want and times of plenty, for better or worse. My Creator has given you to me, and so I am blessed with your presence. Today is the beginning of newness for you. And right here, I renew my vows to you. pledging my eternal love for you, and eagerly await what time may bring us. I believe in this marriage more than ever because of my many ups and downs. But here I am, still standing. So I reaffirm my love and commitment to you. This is for the long term, dearest life. How I love you. You can rest your hand now and please enjoy your wedding song. Thank you. Here and now, friends, is the fourth part of your ceremony. This part is called the ritual. And this is what you'll do when this broadcast is over. I want you to get a glass from your kitchen, pretty or plain. But I want you to make this glass from this day on the glass that you will drink your daily water from. Yes, sacred water. Because water gives oxygen to our bodies and our blood. It is part of the preservation of our soul. Water is life, and without it we cannot live. So I want you to take a drink, be it in the morning, noon, or before going to bed, or all three if you like. But each drink renews the vows that you are taking today. So the next time you have a glass of water, you'll see it differently. This brings us to the fifth part of your ceremony called the meditation. I'm going to tell you that I want you to ponder over these next five questions. And then after the broadcast, I want you to jot down your thoughts to these questions in a journal and to overlook them as many times as you can to keep them fresh in your mind. One twice. In your preteen years, what did you dream about in regards to your future with life? In your preteen years, what did you dream about in regards to your future with life? Question two. During your teen years, what was your claimed philosophy regarding life? During your teen years, what was your claimed philosophy regarding life? Question three. Recall one of the best days that your bride or groom has given you. And when I say bride and groom in this sense, we're talking about life. Recall one of the best days that your bride or groom has given you. Fourth question. Name one thing life has taught you. Name one thing life has taught you. And the fifth and final question, what new things do you plan to implement in your life now that you're both newly married? What new things do you plan to implement in your life now that you're both newly married? Here are also a few gems that I want you to keep mindful of, because they're important. Always remember to develop a sense of humor. A sense of humor to laugh at oneself is very, very important. Let me give you your first sense of humor. By the time you make ends meet, they move the ends. That's funny when you think about it. The second gem, get an attitude. For example, whatever. Of whatever, it will all work out somehow. Because if you think back to the other challenges that you've come across, have they not always somehow worked out? Also, keep the stress bunnies out of your life. Try to keep stress out of your marriage as much as possible to life. As they say, friends may come and go, but enemies accumulate if you allow them. So get rid of the stress no matter who or what they might be. Also, like I said earlier, laugh out loud at yourself and life. And then embrace both. But most of all, please remember to have fun and continue to make memories, because that's what life is all about. So in conclusion, friends, I just want to say to you, beloved, I'm glad you allowed me to take this opportunity with you to honor you and your unique journey. And no one needs to tell you that life hasn't always been easy. I know that. But you have still, and you do, always stand the test of time. You're still standing. Your commitment to loving, living, and life will continue to shadow you for all to see. And to that, I applaud you and encourage you to continue to seize life and all it pleasantly has to offer. Don't concentrate on the negative. Embrace the pleasantness that life has. Come here and take these vows again as often as you like. Invite your friends to do the same. I thank you for joining in this celebration of life, a wedding like no other. And now, by the power adopted by me, I pronounce you married to life. Enjoy, and now let the celebration of your new life begin.
Radio. Hi, I am officially on break.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better.
Tri-Family Channel. Oh. Voices of wisdom.